You know what that looks like? You see the next slide, the power of redemption in Raina and Donna? Let me tell you a quick story. It was late one Friday afternoon, July of 1977. I was training my youth group in personal evangelism. I was telling them how to go door to door with a Bible and a gospel track and share. It was 106 degrees in Tulsa, Oklahoma. It was so hot that when you walked on the pavement, actually your feet would sink in because it was softening the blacktop. We were in a big air-conditioned church van, and there was just one house left on the block. Everyone had gotten in, and I found out no one had done the last house. And I said, okay, it's my turn, because I had already been out with them. And I said, I'm going to go do that house. So I grabbed a track, grabbed my Bible, went up, knocked on the door, and I didn't think anybody was going to answer the door because it was kind of government housing, low-income housing, and usually didn't answer the door. So I pulled the broken screen door open a little bit, stuck the track in, and pushed it shut, and started right back for the van when all of a sudden I heard a voice saying, yes. And I looked back at the most forlorn-looking person, the saddest, poorest, most hopeless place I'd ever visited. One look as they opened the door, and I knew they weren't interested. A shirtless man wearing jeans falling off with holes and tattered and barefoot was walking across the apartment floor. And as I looked at the floor, there were chicken bones and eggshells on the floor. They just threw stuff toward the trash and it was just all over. It never even made it in. As that shirtless man listened to me, I said, I'm from the local church. I named it down there. And I said, I'm coming to share the gospel with you, with my youth group. And as soon as I started with the gospel, the woman holding a baby turned her back like this. She was standing next to him and she turned her back to me. And I thought, well, this shows where this is headed. They're not interested. I was finding every reason to get out of that hot, smelly, dirty little apartment and get back in the van. I was done. And I knew they weren't interested. There were actually four children. She was holding one baby that, if I remember right, didn't even have its diaper on. The others were still in diapers, even though it was like baby, one-year-old, two-year-old, and three-year-old. They were all wearing diapers. And there was, I mean, it was awful. But as I watched that woman with her back toward me, I noticed her shoulders were shaking. She finally turned around as I was sharing the gospel and said, do you know that Donnie told me he's leaving me and the four children today. He told me that in anger, just as you on the door. She said, I ask God, help us. And she said, you knocked. Well, let's make a long story short. I ended up kneeling on the eggshell and chicken bone floor. By the way, I was wearing a white shirt, looked like a Mormon evangelist, a tie, dress pants, Bible, on my knees with this dear couple, with four kids crawling around with us. They both wept. Each of them cried out to the Lord for forgiveness and salvation. After I finished leading them to Christ, explaining the gospel, sharing a Bible, leaving the track, I wrote the address of that church in Tulsa. And I said, this is Friday afternoon at 5 o'clock. I said, church is at, 10 o'clock Sunday morning. I said, I can pick you up. They said, no, we know where that place is. Will be there. Of course, I thought, oh, me of little faith, I thought, yeah, I bet I'll never see this couple again. Sunday morning, they were there. At the end of the message, they walked forward. They came to the front. They prayed with the elders. They came to the baptism that night. That church baptized people the same day they came forward. They, from the baptistry, told how right at their moment of Raina saying, God, help us, as my husband's leaving. By the way, that was Sunday. On Saturday, at the end of the next week, they were married at that church. They were living together. They had four kids, never been married, living apart from the blessing of the covenant of marriage in sin, we would say. That's the power of redemption. Not only did I see Raina and Donnie again and again and again, and not only did they become new creations in Christ, I'm going to live with them forever. That's the power of redemption. They're forever forgiven. Jesus now, on his record that he died on the cross for, has every sin of Raina and Donna, as well as mine, as well as yours, if you know him as your Lord and Savior.